Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We'll get back to the Mets and Yankees and all the fun that baseball brings here down the stretch. I actually can't wait. Although we might not get any playoff baseball as far as the New York teams go next week, BT.
It's possible.
The Yanks can win the division. Mets could be on the way out. So the wild card series could be just watching from afar, which also is intriguing. I love those days, man. You get the multiple series going with playoff baseball. And then next weekend, certainly you're going to have the division rounds with the NL and American League both getting underway. On Saturday, we got football to look forward to this weekend with the start of Jackson Dart. Obviously, that was a big talking point for the last couple of days. Giants changing the entire field, making the decision to go to Dart. And we heard from Dable yesterday, and then we heard from Pat Leonard. We had Pat Leonard on a little bit. I do believe that, and by the way, it's less about who made the decision, how the decision came about, and more about, is this the right time to bring him in, or is this the right setup and structure to bring him in too? But I do believe that this is a Dable decision, and I do believe that that's the right thing to do if you're Dable as a head coach, not just about his job, but saying, hey, I feel good about where he's at, and I'm bringing him in right now. Forget about the mixed messaging or plan or whatever gone awry, but I think you could certainly make arguments that Dable has thought that the Giants are going to be in a better spot before, and they aren't. So whatever he thinks the situation is around Jackson Dart, might not be good enough to maximize what Jackson Dart can bring.
I mean, that's possible. You know, it's funny. We talk about Dable and how we perceive him. I'm very curious how he perceives himself. Because to be fair to him, they were a mess before he got here as well. And if I'm Brian Dable, now I don't know that I don't fully believe this. But again, if I'm Brian Dable, I could very easily rationalize in my own mind. That's why I think that you're right. It probably was more his decision than not. I thought maybe collaborative, Mara, or Shane.
Man, they're saying no.
I know. I'm thinking more and more was Brian Dable. He very well might be saying, hey, listen, I'm going to get a little separation here. You know, I didn't draft these offensive linemen who aren't that good. I didn't make some of these moves here. You gave me a quarterback that nobody wanted in town. The first year I got here, I got to the playoffs, right. What a road playoff game. And then everybody got hurt. Then you got rid of Saquon Barkley. Like, this, I believe in this quarterback. So no matter what everybody thinks of me and the job that I've done here, this is the cat that I'm ready to roll with, and I'm going to show you I'm a good coach.
That's what I like to see.
I respect that. If that's the move,
he would be saying, I'm the one who's coached here. I know what I'm doing as a coach. Get the hell out of my way. Now, he's got a great relationship with Joe Shane. That's why he got the job. But I'm sure if you're Brian Dable, and he's been taking the brunt of the criticism. Yep. I know everybody's gotten a little part. You know, the Planes and Mara do this and that and Joe Shane, whatever. But it's been Brian Dable, and he seems to be on the hottest of seats. So if I'm him, I'm looking around saying, you don't know as much as, like that. Like, at some point, you got to go into self-preservation mode here and say, I'm betting on me, and I want to go with this kid now because I believe he gives us the best chance to win. But it is interesting that there were no, you know, collaborative efforts, or Joe and I talked about it, or Mr. Mara and I talked about it. It was, this is my decision, this is it, all on Dable. And now, once and for all, we're going to find out if he can, in fact, be a good coach, not only getting the most out of Jackson Dart, but actually, dare I say, win a football game or two.
Yeah, and if you read, and we had Pat on, as you said, if you read the reporters who are around the team all the time, it seemed like a division strong, and I'm not trying to start trouble,
right,
but it definitely seemed like it was a little fragmented, you know, the room. And, you know, that would... that would show even more like, okay, wow, that's some brass stones sitting up there. And Like you're on thin ice as it is. If you had the gumption to stand up and say, hey, in so many words, hey, listen, I don't really care what you think, or, you know, whether it's Shane or Mara, this is what I'm doing. You got to respect that. Now, it's got to work.
Right.
You just got to be able to play.
Oh, that's exactly right. It doesn't have to work just right out of the gate.
No, it doesn't.
You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 4 matchup between the L.A. Chargers and those New York Giants. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We're joined in studio right now by former New York Jet fullback and obviously Chiefs Ring of Honor, Tony Richardson, longtime NFL player. What's up, Tony? How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, it's funny. I actually live in Jersey City, so it took me about 8 minutes to get here, about 25 minutes apart. So, but I'm like, it's a stone's throw. I can see the studio from my building. I'm like, yeah, it took forever.
Holland's easy.
What are you doing driving in? It's a rookie move.
You know, it's funny. I was actually going to take the path, and then I was just like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to have some errands I need to run later, so I, you know, kept the car. And it's probably going to cost me. I'll probably get towed, but it's okay.
I'm still in Jersey. We'll pick up the bill. Yeah, you're still in Jersey. You never left it.
You know, it's funny. When I was playing, I actually lived in Long Island City.
Okay.
All the boys used to be like, you idiot. Why did you live?
Yeah,
because when we first came in.
To go through the city.
Yeah, but you know what it was? It was like I was at the tail end of my career. I think I was in year 14. And I was like, okay, every place I played when I was in Dallas, I lived in the suburbs. And I was in Kansas City, I lived in the suburbs. When I was in Minnesota suburbs, I'm like, man, I'm in a big city. I want to live in Manhattan. And the organization was like, nah, you can't live in the city.
They actually said you're not allowed
to? I had Mangini. So, you know. They frowned upon it. And at that time, we were still in Hofstra.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I got a real estate agent. I said, hey, you know, I kind of want to be close to the city. She said, Long Island City. I'm like, that's still Long Island, right? And she said, no. She took me down there, and the first big building I saw, I was like, yeah, this is it. And I made the move. And so basically, I timed it up just because my dad's military, so I'm never going to be late. So I timed it up, like, what time I needed to get to work every day. So I was up at, like, 5:15, out the door at 5:30, same Starbucks in Times Square every single day.
Train or drive? You take the train out there?
I drove every day. And half the time, Sanchez would be in the back seat of the back of the Range Rover.
I had to take care
of my rookie, man. But half the time when he was in Manhattan, he was like, dude, just come to the house. And I'd got him to work every day.
Well, that's awesome. It's dark around here now with both of these teams. Hopefully, Dart's going to give a little pop for the G-Man, and hopefully the AG's going to get it going for the Jets here. But you were here 08, 09, and 10.
Yep.
You mentioned Mangini, 9 wins. Then 9 wins. Your last year, you think you guys went 11-5. So you were here during some fun Jet times. It's the exact opposite of right now. It stinks.
Yeah, you know, it was amazing. And, you know, we were actually pretty good. So with Mangini, obviously when Favre got hurt and things of that nature. But then Rex came in, and kind of what the Giants are going through now, you start a young quarterback, and Mark was ready to play. I mean, the good thing for us is we had so much veteran leadership. You look at, you know, Damian Woody, you look at Mangold, you look at, I mean, just across the board.
Fanica was there.
Exactly. Yep. So, you know, we came in, and Rex was the perfect coach for me at that point in my career. Like, I was at a tail end of my career. He really leaned on a lot of the veterans for leadership. And, it was the best years ever. I was like, wow, we're flying planes around the Empire State Building. We named the city Revis Island, and Revis was my roommate. So it was, we had a good time.
What do you think of Sauce Gardner, being that Revis was your roommate, like an actual shutdown corner? What do you think of Sauce Gardner, who I think is overrated?
I'm not going to necessarily say he's overrated, but I look at Revis, and literally we would start our meetings in the morning, and Rex, no joke, Rex would come in. He'd say, okay, guys, Revis, you got this guy, break it up. That was it.
Like Calvin Johnson.
That was whoever it was. He'd come in. He would come in the meeting, and literally it'd be like a Wednesday meeting, our big meeting. We're like, okay, we got to do game prep, and Rex would turn on the screen, and he'd point out the star receiver, whoever it is. He'd say, Revis, you got this guy, okay, break up. And that was it. So,
Rex's putting a lot of work in there. You think about it.
If you get a corner that, and you know, I played with some great corners, and you know, in Kansas City, I had, I had Dale Carter, I had James Hasty, Minnesota, I had Antoine Whitfield. So I played with some serious corners. Obviously, with the Cowboys, I was a young whippersnapper, but you know, they had some serious corners. But when you play with a corner who could take pretty much half the field away, everything else is gravy. So Rex was like, I mean, he didn't really tell us this, but if we didn't turn the football over, Revis is going to shut everyone else down. We stopped the run, we're going to win the football game.
Well, explain this, Tony. Yeah. So, because I'm with Sal, and I came to this opinion more recently than Sal. I do think Sauce is overrated here.
Yeah.
He's gotten paid a ton of money, never makes any plays. I mean, I know he's not giving up 9 catches every week, but he's never turning you over. He's a horrible tackler. He's about 175 pounds. What made Revis so different than somebody like Gardner? What is the difference?
You know, it's funny because when I first met Revis, like I said, I was here during the holdout, and Rex would come in during Hard Knocks. And it's like, is Revis in here? I'm like, nope, Rex, he didn't show up. But you know, the thing about it was, if you looked at Revis, like, if you looked at him, you wouldn't think that he had that type of skill and ability, but he was so patient. I'll tell you this funny story. So one time, you know, I'm out there. We call, like, Shotty called, like, motion right. So I had a motion outside, and I was like, all right, Revis, I got you. So I'm out there lined up on him. He hit me so hard with his inside hand in my chest as a fullback and almost knocked me down. I was like, this dude is so strong. But the thing about Revis was he was never out of position. He studied the game. He had a notebook. He was always writing, writing. And so he never got out of position. So it wasn't like Revis was going to go out and run a 4-1, 4-2, 4-3. But he was fast enough. He was strong enough. And he ran the routes pretty much for how the other guys did. And I look at Sauce, and last year I was a little down on him just because, you know, some tackles and things that he missed. And I know he was injured. So that's the biggest thing. Like, sometimes, you know, you kind of have a little bit more information than the public does. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this year, for the
What's
most part.
What's the problem this year?
Everything's glaring. When you're 0-3, like, you could point everybody, like, you know, Aaron Glenn should be dancing. You know what I mean? If we're 3-0, well, the Jets, I shouldn't say we, because I'm still a homer.
No, we can say
but
we,
if you,
good.
If the Jets are 3-0, they're not talking about, you know, you're not talking about Sauce. I think everything kind of, they say winning is the best perfume, and you kind of overlook a lot of things. You know, the catch, I guess the one-head catch that the kid made, the rookie made on
Puka,
Sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much incredible. I think Sauce is doing a pretty good job. I saw a different mentality when I went out to training camps. I'm fortunate to, you know, still be able to go and watch practice. And so I saw a different mentality from Sauce. I think, and you know, the thing about it, when the contract is so high, I mean, that's a lot of money. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I mean, he made more than my whole lifetime. I played 17 years, and I'm not even knowing. I'm like, I'm not even a decimal where he's at right now. But, you know, when you have that type of money and you're in New York City, it's like you got to produce. And you want to see, you know, like you said, you want to see the pick sixes. You want to see the strip fumbles. You want to see all those different things. And I think he has all of the ability to do it. But it's funny. One of those things, I was on the executive committee that helped negotiate some of these CBAs. And guys are getting paid. I mean, you think what the salary cap is going to be next year? And we're going to have quarterbacks making $75 million a year.
I mean, that's, like, absurd.
It's crazy. I mean,
a year, $75 million?
And it, probably next year or the year after, quarterbacks be making $75 million a year. I mean, quarterbacks are already making $50 now.
Yeah, right. Some of them are, sure.
And so basically what happened is my I guess it was the last year in the league, I was on the executive committee. So Dominic Foxworth was our president. Jeff Saturday, Drew Brees. Vrabel, all these guys. And so what we did, and we had to sit across from the tables from the owners, and that's when they really let you know how they feel about you. But, you know, one of those things, we were like, okay, here's the salary cap, but you guys aren't spending. So we put a floor and said that they had to spend up to this amount, because you got some organizations want to be cheap and they're just like not going to spend
in baseball. Sure,
yeah,
right?
They just don't want to spend the money. So now they're forced to spend it. So all of a sudden you look up and you're like, here's a third string offensive lineman making $20 million a year. You're like, where the hell did he come from? You know what I mean? And that's kind of what happens, is because now teams have to spend the money. So you, when they spread it around, the number one guy they're going to take care of is your quarterback. And then the next guy's going to be your defensive back and your wide receiver. I mean, receivers are going to be making $40 million a year. I mean, it's pretty much there now. I like it. I'm never going to be the old man sitting on the porch like, man, you know what? Back in my day, fullbacks made this, because I want to see our guys prosper and I want to see, you know, guys make money. But in the same sense, it's like when you make that type of money and that type of coin, especially in New York City, it's glaring.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And it's the lights are bright, and you got to be able to live up to it.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Tony Richardson in studio with us here. You mentioned Aaron Glenn.
Yep.
What do you think so far from Aaron Glenn? It was a lot made of his dance on the sideline. Yep. Whatever, you could give your thoughts on that. But just overall, where the Jets are at 3 weeks into the Aaron Glenn regime.
Yeah, so your little backstory. So Aaron, AG, as I call him, we actually played in the Senior Bowl together. It's kind of telling how old I am that all my buddies are now, you know, head coaches. But so I've been on AG since, I guess, when I first came in the National Football League. Obviously, I was undrafted. He was a first-round draft choice. But we always kept in contact. Just we had a lot of mutual friends and that thing of that nature. So I kind of, when I was just, you know, still working with the organization and doing different things, I would always see AG, you know, studying film and doing different things like that. Like, you can tell he was prepping for this position. And, you know, it's New York City. So it's, you know, you start 3-0. He's the greatest coach since Parcells. And you start 0-3, and everybody's ready to, you know, get him out of here. I think the biggest thing is, you know, week one, and I've talked to, you know, D. Woody. I've talked to a lot of, you know, former players, and that week one performance was the best performance I think I've seen in the last 10 years. Because normally when, you know, and I hate, and I'm with AG, I hate when people say the same old Jets, but normally when you see, it just didn't look like football over the last few years. You're like, man, every pass is a struggle. Is he going to catch it? Is he going to get sacked? To where that the first game looked like NFL football, you know, because that's the thing, man. I live right here in New York, and you know, I still go to most all the Jets and Giants home games, and it really gets me upset when I'm like watching the games, and then I turn on the TV, and like other teams are like, oh, you can run the ball for 6 yards. Oh, it's 3rd and 1. We're gonna get that. Where with the Jets, it was like every single play seemed like pulling teeth, and you just never felt like that you could win a football game. Where now I feel like, especially after that week 1 performance, week 2. I mean, walked into a beehive, and then going into Tampa last week was a kind of a good indicator. So I think so far I would just say stay patient, you know, because we're quick to just like, okay, we need to bench the quarterback. Well, he was kind of benched because he's hurt. I'm not sure if he's back this week or not.
It looks like he's going to be back. Okay. He's back on the practice field today. Yeah,
and then everybody wants to, you know, fire the head coach, and so I'm just like, because it's going to take a while. If the Jets were in any other market, you know, people were like, okay, give him a year, give him 2 years, give him 3. New York City, you lose three games, they're like, man, this guy's a bum, needs to get him out of here. But I really believe in what he's doing. You know, when I get out to training camp practice and I'm driving in the first thing in the morning to do like a morning appearance or something like that, AG's out walking. And I just roll down the window and I just talk to him for a quick second. And you can just tell he's about business, he's about focus. When I'm watching practice, it's a different vibe. Like, there's no, like, messing around. Like, guys are running to the ball, guys are helping each other, guys correcting each other, and things of that nature. So I really feel as this is going to take a little bit of time, and we just got to have patience. Because think about it, technically, I mean, without the first fumble in week 1 and
60-yard field goal,
yeah, all of that stuff. Yeah, think about that, and then you just could easily be 2-1, but they're not. They're 0-3,
yep.
And they're going to walk into a beehive on Monday night because the Dolphins are. They're trying to. My brother lives in Miramar, already asking me for tickets. He's a Dolphins fan. I'm like, dude. I was like, yeah, if I get you tickets, I'm going to put you in the nosebleed. But that Miami game is going
to
be tough.
I don't know what to expect from Miami. Miami's either quitting or Miami's all going to come together and give their best effort of the season. We'll find out, obviously, pretty soon. But the thing about Aaron, we'll get something on Jackson Dart as well, obviously. You know, all the noise that comes with being the Jets head coach, you can't control it. And that goes with the Giants as well. But the tortured fan base, the history, you know, all the fake spike, the fumble, the Gastineau late hit, like all these things kind of pile up and they can swallow up a weaker man.
Yep.
I think Aaron Glenn's greatest asset is his inner strength. So I think that he's prepared to deal with all that noise and plow forward.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Like I said, when I lived in Long Island City, I lived directly across the street from the firehouse, and it was amazing. Like, I'm talking about every single day. I'm walking my dog in the street. Firefighters outside. Hey, how's the Jets going to do today? Like, you know, most of the firefighters and police officers and are the true fans every single day. And I get it because I'm like, when Aaron Rodgers came here, I was like, okay, Roland, you can't make that up. You cannot make up the franchise quarterback, the fourth play of the game. Mm-hmm. Like, it literally felt like an axe just hit all the Jet fans right across the back of the neck. And I was at the game, and it just felt like the air came out of it. I'm sitting there like, and I'm never going to say a team's cursed, never going to say the same old Jets, but I'm just like, you can't, this many bad things cannot happen to one franchise. And I just think, like you said, I think Aaron Glenn is built for it. I mean, he's a faith-based man. He, you know, is a great family man. But also, I think he can relate to the guys. Like, I know a lot of people give him a hard time about the dance. I know the players like that kind of stuff.
He can move
still. Yeah,
he can
move still.
You knew he had those moves in him?
Hey, listen, man, if I did that right now, boy, I would pop everything. I'm about two kneecaps, Achilles, and back. I'm like, man, he still got it. But, you know, I kind of like that enthusiasm because if you think about it, when Salah was in San Francisco and, you know, greeting the guys on the sideline, doing all this kind of thing, it was like, we need a fiery guy like that. We've been fired. New York crushed him. Like, New York took the soul out of him. It was like...
Yeah, but he led us.
I mean...
That's on him, man.
No, I get it, but I'm just like... I'm sitting there, like, watching. I'm like, man, somebody please get that mic away from him. It was tough, man. Oh, it was like... And I'd go to... And I'd see him, and I just... He looked like... You know, when they say when a president comes into office, how much they age, it looked like it took years off of his life, you know, being here in New York. But, you know, that's a beautiful thing. And it's like... And people always say, like, man, every time I'm looking at your Twitter or Instagram, you're doing so many things for the Jets. The fact that I played here for 3 years and we had success for two, I get more love in New York because we did it. Like, we were two AFC championship, you know, went to two AFC championship games more than I do in Kansas City with my name in the arena. And it's amazing just because I think people respect. And New York's not for everyone. I think all athletes say that. And if you have thin skin, you can't make it here because you're going to get torn down. Like, and that's part of it. And that's what you wanted. You want to be able to do it on the biggest stage. You want to, when the lights are the brightest, you got to show up. And if you don't, and I think Aaron Glenn is ready for this. And I think, Justin, I know sometimes it you know, makes people mad because, you know, he's taking on the Parcells kind of, I'm not going to tell you anything. I'm not going to talk to you. I'm not going to get you information. But I kind of feel like in New York, you have to kind of be that way. You kind of have to be a butthole because I think when you open yourself up, you're going to get torn down, especially if you don't win. So I think he's built for it. I'm very and even talking to, you know, going to the games and talking to other, you know, Jet legends, I could tell that how, you know, optimistic guys are really are, and they're really behind AG all the way.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home. True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.